Welcome to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Lieutenant Ken Plaga with Meridian Township Police. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Good evening, Cheryl. I'm very well.
Had to call today after driving down Grand River. Happened to be coming back from downtown to home in Okemos. Went through a safety belt zone where they were keeping track of it, and it's click it or ticket time. That's what reminded me. I had seen it earlier and wanted to talk to you about it. There are Meridian Township police cars as well as state police sitting there, and I wanted to know how the day went, and then we'll talk about the program.
Well, the day unfortunately went with 21 citations being issued during the zone today. We're running several zones through May 23rd through June 5th. It's Memorial Weekend's coming up, and that kind of kicks off the vacation season for Michigan. And the campaign is out there to remind people to buckle up, be safe during the holidays and throughout the summer vacation season.
I guess I'm still amazed that there are folks not wearing their seatbelt, A, for safety reasons, and B, because it's a pretty costly ticket.
You know, it is a costly ticket. It's a $65 ticket, but that doesn't include fines and costs. It's even a little bit more than that. Once you get through the court proceedings, they tack on fines and costs as well. And Michigan is, you know, one of the leading states in the country with a 95% usage rate. We were at 97.9 about a year ago, and it slipped a little bit. So we're trying to bring that message forward and make people aware of what's going on.
Are you surprised there were 21 tickets in that one zone on Grand River there today, and that seatbelt usage is slipping? That surprises me.
You know, it surprises me as well. I'm not really certain of a causation for that. When we go out and we do, you know, I drive around every once in a while. I'm in a marked patrol car on occasion, and I still look, and I see usage is up, and it's important. You know, it's that 18 to 35 year old males that tend not to be wearing. You know, and statistically, that shows that tends to be the group that doesn't wear their seatbelts, and we target those folks. And you know, I don't know if awareness has just slipped a little bit. It's not in the front minds, and that's kind of what this campaign is to bring that awareness back up and hopefully promote belt usage.
And what are some of the statistics that you see through your partnership with Michigan State Police throughout this process and about this program?
Well, you know, some of the things that we've seen is we've seen an increase in belt usage, and at the same time as belt usage has increased, injury accidents and motor vehicle deaths have decreased. You know, through the last 5 years, traffic crashes have decreased. Now, that being said, this last year we've had a little slight uptick in traffic crashes. I don't have an explanation for that yet. We're still kind of looking into that. But traffic crashes have decreased, you know, over the last 20 years steadily, and injury over the last 5 years, last year being an all-time low for Michigan traffic crash death in the last 20 years.
Well, so the statistics bear out what common sense has told us, that wearing your seatbelt is going to save you from death and injury. I mean, that's your best shot, and that's how the legislation got through, was backed by studies and statistics like this.
Well, and I'll tell you, 51% of the people who died in traffic crashes in 2010 weren't wearing their seatbelt. So you know, that's half of the people that died last year in a car accident did not have a seatbelt.
And I'm not sure what more people need than that. Of course, state law requires that all drivers, front seat passengers and passengers under the age of 16 in any position, have to be buckled up. And then, of course, children in a car seat or booster seat until they're 8 years old or 4'9". And I have to tell you, sir, I'm 5'0". That scared me. When they said 4'9", I thought I was awfully close to needing a booster seat.
Well, and that 4'9" has to do with the way the seat belts and the cars are designed.
Mm-hmm.
So, And it's true. I don't know if you have that problem, but we have several people who say, well, it's just uncomfortable for me to wear the seatbelt. And there are certain extent, you know, you can get extensions. There are some people, you know, some of the football players have a very hard time because they're larger than what the cars are designed for. They make extensions for those as well.
Well,
so there are workarounds.
Yeah, there's adjustments. My car has adjustments I can make on the seatbelt, the position. It wouldn't matter to me, frankly, how uncomfortable it was, because I know the importance of wearing one. Wanted to talk to you also, some good news in Meridian Township. The first quarter crime statistics were out, and the change from last year first quarter to this year first quarter, all of them were in a downward direction, which is a positive thing. All areas that were looked at were heading down, and the trend is a good one.
And that is a good trend, and that trend isn't just in Meridian Township. That's throughout the state and throughout the country. Crime rates are starting to be on the downward slide, which is, you know, good news for everyone. Unfortunately, you know, there's still crime out there, and we're still working our best to try and solve those.
Well, and a lot of the what I'm looking at in statistics for Meridian Township, property crimes and so forth, and those are, that's when you need some neighborhood watch help, I'm guessing.
Well, you know, neighborhood watch is one of the biggest things that we try to promote here in the township. Most of our crimes that we do solve come from somebody who's paying attention and can provide us with a little bit of information to follow up on and eventually lead us to the perpetrators of the crime. I can't tell you, we did our Citizens Award here last month, and we gave out several awards to citizens because without their help, there were crimes that would have gone unsolved.
Well, and I know those events are important as well, and folks keeping their eyes open, and sometimes even if they think they're not seeing or not sure what they're seeing, if it doesn't feel quite right or doesn't look quite right, you're more than happy to field that call.
Absolutely. We would just as soon go and check something out and have it be nothing than have somebody call us after the fact and say, well, I saw a suspicious vehicle or I saw something that didn't seem quite right, and I didn't want to bother the police. That is what people need to understand is that's what we're here for. It's not a bother. It's we need to be called so that we can look into things and hopefully prevent or catch people in the act of criminal activity.
A couple of things that I caught today, we talk about social media on this show quite a bit and technology. A couple of things, Meridian Township Police has just joined the world of Facebook with their own Facebook page, and there's some great information that's popping up on there. A couple of things that we've talked about today are on there.
That's correct, Cheryl. We just launched a Facebook page. We're also on Twitter. We have a blog, which provides information and insight to the things that we're doing. It provides, you know, timely information to the public, and it's also a way for us to get feedback or information back from the community as to how we're doing, what maybe they'd like to see. We've posted a couple of things, and michigan.gov/mishtip, M-I-C-H-T-I-P, the way to report suspicious activity anywhere in the state of Michigan to a information clearinghouse that the state runs. It's going to be a great tool for us to be able to get information out to our public.
Well, and one of the things I'm just seeing here, and we should tell folks the Facebook page is simply Meridian Township Police, and you can like it, and then it'll, of course, start showing up on your wall. And one of the pieces I just saw was, you know, an hour ago, was the Okemos Road and Grand River Avenue intersection is beginning to flood. It did that a couple of weeks ago during all of the rain, and it's happening again. The other thing you talked about was the Nixle system, and that's something I need to get signed up for. Tell me about that.
Well, Nixle is an emergency alerting type system. There's three levels of alerts that we send out. We have a community awareness. Those are, if we have an event that's going to be happening, we send it out on Nixle. And what it does is it allows anybody who subscribes to Nixle, you receive it on your electronic device like a phone, a smartphone, or it will come to your email. You'll get a text message that'll let you know that something's out there. And then if you click on the link that's provided, it takes you to the web page that gives you detailed information about the event, or we sent out the Nixle notice about the Grand River and Okemos flooding. We had a couple of cars that were damaged pretty seriously a couple weeks ago because of that flooding. People didn't realize how deep it was. The cars got into that area, and it cost some folks a considerable amount of money in damages to their vehicles because, you know, that water just came up so quickly and so fast, so we've tried to get that information out quick.
Well, very good. And to sign up for Nixle, do we just go to Nixle, or is that how it's spelled?
Nixle.com, and then you create yourself an account, and you really have the control of what you're notified about and how you're notified. There's even the ability to set it so that it doesn't notify you during the early morning hours for certain things. Emergency notifications, they come through anytime. So if there's something serious, gas leak or, you know, tornadoes, we try to put severe weather warnings out on it, things like that, so that people have the ability to get it.
Well, it's yet another amazing tool. Some of us, you know, get a little obsessed with Facebooks or something, but there's some great information that comes out there as well. The Nixle system is another good one in the blog as well. As always, Lieutenant, thank you for your time tonight.
Thank you, Cheryl. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much. Lieutenant Ken Plaga with the Meridian Township Police. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.